Hi, welcome to E21 Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant, and in today's episode, we'll be talking about NBA and MLB and also a little bit of NFL news. One thing I wanted to start this off with was MLB news. The Red Sox and the Yankees are among teams that have been in contact with the New York Mets about a possible trade for Zach Wheeler. Although no trade is thought to be close, the Mets are shopping Wheeler aggressively. Wheeler is 29. He has a 6-6 record with a 4.69 ERA in 19 starts in the Mets, whose 40-50 record is the second worst in the National League. In other MLB news, Commissioner Rob Manfred has again denied that Major League Baseball has been altering baseballs to generate more offense amid widespread criticism from some top pitchers. He said, baseball has done nothing, given no direction for an alteration in the baseball. The flaw's logic is that the baseball wants more home runs. If you sat in owner meetings and listened to people on how the game is played, that is not a sentiment among the owners from who I work with. He also said there's no evidence from scientists that the ball is harder, but acknowledged that the drag of the baseball is less. Pitchers have raised issues, particularly about the tackiness and seams on the baseball, and we do believe those could be issues, he finished off. These comments came a day after Justin Verlander said that he believes 100% that the balls have been juiced to increase offense. He was then echoed by Jacob deGrom, who said that he is not going to disagree with him, and Max Scherzer, who agreed that the baseball seemed to travel differently. He said, all rules that are changed in the game, that has to be cleared with the players. But when the ball changes as much as it has over the handful of years, the players have no say in that whatsoever. We as players wonder why the ball can change that much, that fast, and have that big of results. That's why as players we deserve an answer to what's going on. The players' union head, Tony Clark, also chimed in saying, the ball suddenly changed, and we don't know why. Manfred countered that there's no desire among ownership to increase homers in a game. To the contrary, owners are concerned about how many we have. Players in the MLB have hit 3,691 home runs in the season's first half and are on pace to hit 6,668 home runs, which would destroy the record of 6,105 home runs hit in 2007. Manfred addressed the issue later Monday before Verlander's comments in an interview with ESPN's Golic and Wingo, saying that the ball has less drag, but pointing out that data suggests fans like home runs. It's easy to get carried away with, you have too many home runs. Let's not forget that our fan data suggests fans like home runs. It's not the worst thing in the world. We think what's been going on the years attributable to baseball. Our scientists think that have been studying the baseball more regularly have told us this year's the ball has a little less drag. We are trying to understand exactly why that has happened and build our manufacturing process that gives us a little more control over what's going on. But as you have to remember, baseball is a handmade product and there's going to be a variation year to year. One thing I wanted to talk about is Dennis Smith Jr. said this about the Knicks. He said, I think we can hit the playoffs. Everybody does a little talking, things like that. I've never been really to feed into it on social media and things like that. But I think we have a really good team, and especially with the ways I've been working this summer, I think I'm going to take my game to a whole new level, and it's going to put us in the playoffs. If Smith did feed into the social media scene, he might see that he doesn't have a lot of company in that assessment, but he believes that he has retooled his shot after he shot 28.9% from three-point range, and he is a huge fan of Julius Randle, who is new to the Knicks. To some degree, I do believe that they will improve, but I don't think it's a playoff level. RJ Barrett and Kevin Knox are great players. If Kevin Knox had a whole year to play in the NBA. He averaged good amount of points And R.J. Barrett can only feed into that and help with the offense. Him and Dennis Smith Jr. are going to be the main ball carriers, I think. Main point guards, main backcourt of the team. Julius Randle will fit well with the Knicks offense, I think. But like Enes Kanter said, Zion Williamson is just a Julius Randle with hops. That was funny. That was moving on. The former Detroit Lions and Houston Texans safety Grover Quinn has decided to retire after 10 seasons in the NFL. In other news, D'Angelo Russell is excited to play with the Golden State Warriors no matter how long it is. He said, "That's the business of it. It is what it is. You put yourself in a position to go somewhere for a long period of time, and it may not be what it is a year later. And that's the business. I've come to a realization of that, and I will understand that. So whatever situation I'm in, I know the business side of it, so we'll just see. I can't predict it." Russell is now the proud owner of his own max contract worth $117 million over 4 years in the wake of a deal that surprised many in the league. He said it was a lot of surprises just all around throughout the free agency period, so I think it has to add to it, honestly. Russell said that he knew he could land with the Warriors as free agency opened, but was waiting to see where the other big pieces landed first. Once Durant was committed to the sign with the Warriors did not want to lose their former star for nothing, so they engineered to move to bring Russell in. He said, "I knew it was an opportunity. I knew it was something that could possibly be true, and we'll have to wait till a few other pieces kind of did what it did, and then it'll come to light. I had no idea. I know I understand the business of this league, so when things like that come to light, it's more of a let's go attitude, so I understand. I mean, you know what it could be. Every situation was kind of like looking in the mirror if it's real. All of it could possibly happen. You saw the moves that have been made this summer. I thought it was good. They definitely got better by adding a good group of guys. It's all the opportunity in the league, so taking advantage of it is what we is what it was." The Warriors, I think, are... Do you think they're going to be a finals contender? I think they could be a playoff contender because they'll have to wait for Klay Thompson to get back. I think it's going to have to be a year for him to be back at 100%. Because there's no way he comes back with 8 weeks left in the season to join the Warriors team, and just they go at it. They have a replacement for the season for Klay Thompson. Whether or not they're going to trade D'Angelo Russell for a bigger star or for a max deal that they could give to anyone else, but it is what it is. I think they could be a good playoff team with Klay Thompson. I think they could make it to the Western Conference Finals. From there, it will not be known. And Zion Williamson took in the New Orleans Pelican Monday night game from the sideline, having been shut down after playing for just 9 minutes on Friday night. The team said he knocked knees with another player in Friday's game and suffered a bruised knee. It was more of a precautionary, Williams said, of him sitting out the remainder of Summer League. Even without Williamson, the Pelicans defeated the Chicago Bulls 109-72 on Monday night. He said, Now that he isn't going to be playing any more games in Las Vegas, his main goal is to hone his craft and get ready for the season. He said, "I'm a competitor. Whenever I can play, I just want to play." Williamson came into the summer league hovering around 284 pounds when asked whether or not he has any specific goals regarding his weight and getting into shape. Williams refrained from providing specific goals. "I'll let the trainers help me with that." Thanks for listening. One last thing. The Los Angeles Lakers intend to start four-time MVP LeBron James at point guard this season. He is reportedly will start alongside newly signed veteran guard Danny Green in the Lakers' new-look backcourt. LeBron is no stranger to the point guard position. He has played routinely over a 16-year career. This would be the first time a squad has planned to start him at point guard on opening night. He ranks 10th on the NBA's all-time assist list, 8,662, and is within striking distance of passing a pair of Hall of Famers in 2019-2020. Gary Payton, whom he trails by 305 assists, and Isaiah Thomas by 400. Well, thanks for listening to Each One Go Sports. As always, I'm Easton Grant. We'll see you in the next episode, and thank you for listening.